From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama has announced $400 million in new assistance for Palestinians. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports Mr. Obama met with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas at the White House today.
President Obama said his conversation with Abbas focused on how to improve the lives of people in Gaza.
How do we create a different framework so that people in Gaza can thrive and succeed, so that extremists are isolated as opposed to having an excuse for engaging in violent activities, but also how do we do it in a way that Israel's legitimate security concerns are met?
Mr. Obama said the only long-term answer is a two-state solution, with Israelis and Palestinians coexisting in peace. But that seems far off right now. International outrage is still boiling over at Israel's raid on a Turkish ship that tried to break the Gaza blockade. Israeli commandos killed 9 people. Palestinian President Abbas called on Israel to end what he called siege of the Palestinian people. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
BP says it continues to make progress in terms of containing the Gulf oil spill, with the company planning to bring in an oil-burning device and a tanker from the North Sea to take on some of the crude oil that is now being diverted from its leaking well. Speaking at a news briefing in Washington today, the government's point person on the spill, Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, said the amount of oil being captured by the device placed over the busted wellhead continues to rise.
The 24-hour period that ended at midnight, we recovered a little over 15,000 barrels, so we continue to make progress.
BP has also said it will switch out the current containment cap for a slightly larger one it believes will be able to capture even more oil. Still, despite the efforts, oil continues to spill into the Gulf of Mexico and to wash ashore on beaches and marshlands, killing birds, turtles, and other wildlife. Commerce Department reports wholesale inventories rose 0.4% in April, the fourth consecutive rise. Daniel Carson reports.
During the recession, sales were so anemic that businesses cleared out much of their inventories to hold down costs. But April's report shows with companies ramping up their orders, wholesalers are comfortable about restocking their shelves. Stuart Hoffman is chief economist with PNC Financial Services Group.
As long as consumers keep showing up, and May data now for auto sales were a little better, there's an incentive to keep producing and to make sure those items are, quote, on the shelf to be there when a consumer shows up and says, I want to buy it.
When wholesalers increase orders, it pushes manufacturers to raise production, which increases the need for labor. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Soothing comments from Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke concerning the possible extent of any European debt fallout apparently did little to soothe jittery financial markets today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 40 points, ending the session at 98.99. The NASDAQ lost 11 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 was down 6 points today. You're listening to NPR. Another difficult day for U.S. forces in Afghanistan, with 4 Americans killed in an incident in which a NATO helicopter was shot down in southern Afghanistan. NATO officials say the chopper was brought down by hostile fire as forces continue their preparations for an offensive aimed at the Taliban's stronghold. Since Sunday, 17 U.S. troops have been killed in Afghanistan. The latest violence also comes as the country's former intelligence chief has warned Afghan President Hamid Karzai's strategy of seeking reconciliation with the Taliban is flawed. Russia today pressed U.S. and NATO forces to act more aggressively to stem the drug flow from Afghanistan. Russian officials said at an anti-narcotics conference in Moscow, military forces should be eradicating poppy crops in the war-torn country. But NPR's David Green says the U.S. and NATO have been cool to that idea.
Russia is a leading market for Afghan heroin, and Russian officials invited diplomats here to send a message that illegal drugs from Afghanistan are a global threat alongside terrorism.
Гельменде, да, освободили Марджу.
That's Russia's anti-narcotics chief, Viktor Ivanov. NATO, he said, might clear the Taliban from a region, but it's hard to call it success if poppy crops remain. U.S. officials, though, worry that when foreign forces destroy crops, angry farmers could join the insurgency. And Antonio Maria Costa, who leads the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, said NATO should target drug labs and markets, not farmers.
NATO troops should not, and I say it again, should not engage in counter-narcotic activity at the farm level.
Fighting drugs is a way Russia has been cooperating on Afghanistan. They've not offered to send combat troops. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
Crude oil futures prices were up $2.39 a barrel, ending the session at $74.38 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.